People need comfort, which came from God or from other people, though those resources are fundamentally different. Comfort from people or self-comfort often involves a thought like, it's okay, it's over, or never mind, let's move on. In contrast, the comfort given by God comes through prayer and walking with Him. This process reveals our weakness and shortcomings. And in this moment, God infuses His power, wisdom, perseverance, tolerance, and other virtues into our hearts. Comfort in this sense is the result of a close relationship with God. The strength and the wisdom gained from walking together with Him are far more effective than human plans and efforts, because they help us recognize our limitations, confess our sin, and let go of selfish desires. This leads the willingness to look up to and waiting for the power of the cross. It is a simple process with no specific method, just the continuous journey with God. Yet, it is also something that takes a lifetime to learn. No one can confidently say, I know how to pray, because our nature inclination is to rely on ourselves rather than God and to avoid prayer. However, as we make an effort to pray, we begin to experience the deep and the endless comfort it comes. The more we pray, the more we want to pray, and the more we realize we cannot achieve anything without it. Conversely, the less we pray or learn to pray, the more we rely on our own ability. In essence, learning to pray involves grappling with the struggle between wanting to pray and not wanting to pray. Over years of practice, from your will be done, not mine, our soul gradually awakens, and our lives are slowly renewed because the power of the cross intervenes.